winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to a special three-part series on my favorite MCU movies. I'm going to be counting down to my number one favorite MCU movie. It will be broken up into three parts. This will be part three, tomorrow will be part two, and then part one. And this is all of them. Now, these are just my personal favorite in order. None of you will have the same order, but I'm going to count them down and I'll give you my opinions. Okay, so welcome to part one of three of Ben's MCU rankings. Okay, there are 16 movies out so far, so let's get started. Like I said, this is part one. Number 16, Iron Man 2. This is pretty much everybody's least favorite MCU movie. They rushed this fast. This is a setup movie with no main plot. The villain this week, they wasted a good actor in Sam Rockwell. It's a very meh and disappointing movie, especially after Iron Man 1. It's the number 15, Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3, I'm sorry, Iron Man 3 is number 15. It's really a shame because half of this movie I liked, half of it I really liked, and this is such a reveal. Not going to give anything away, but this reveal really turned me off. This is like Junior and Batman vs. Superman to me. This was awful. That's why. But the first half of the movie I really liked. So that's why I have it in front of Iron Man 2. Number 14 is a new movie. This is an bad movie. And it had fun with it the first time I saw it. It was okay upon second viewing, but I didn't really have any emotional connections. And it's a newer movie. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 is number 14. I mean, I'm already giving my review on this movie, so there's really not that much to say. It was disappointing. I mean, I had fun in it. The villain was better in this one than in the original, but it's forgettable. That's the bottom line. It's forgettable. Number 15, Thor the Dark Lord, Thor 2. Another meh, bleh, disappointing movie. Villain was awful. Can't even remember what the purpose of it was. The highlight of this movie was Thor and Loki. They have great chemistry together. And there's a nice little surprise cameo in it. I'm not going to say what. And no, it's not Stan Lee. There's another cameo. But yeah, forgettable movie. That's why it's number 15. Number 12. Thor, the first Thor. This is good. I mean, it had to deal with a lot for Thor. And it did a good job. The chemistry between Thor and Natalie Portman's character was meh, but Thor gave us the best MCU villain of all, in Loki. And I like this movie. I liked it. But that enough to crack my top 10, I guess. And my number 11, Avengers Age of Ultron. Again, not a bad movie. Not even a disappointment movie. It was a little quirky, but I had fun with it. It was some good one-liners. Ultron was mediocre on the villain scale. I like Ultron. I like the beginning stages of another movie coming up on this list, but I'm not going to say what it is. But yeah. There were some things that didn't need to be in this movie, Hunt Up. But I still liked it, it was still fun, but not enough to crack my top 10. Okay, so there's 16 through 11 again, 16 Iron Man 2, 15 Iron Man 3. 14, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. 13, Thor the Dark Lord. 12, Thor. 11, Avengers Age of Ultron. Okay, so that will do it for my part 1 of this 3-parter. Stay tuned for tomorrow when I will do my part 2. It will be 10 through 6. But until then, this is Men.